Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I am the pastor of Providence Church, a PCA congregation located in Evansville, Indiana. It's great to have you here again for a Monday, February 15th, 2021. This is edition number 13 of season 3 of the Morning Devotional. We are currently working through the Wisdom of Solomon. This morning, we're going to continue the theme that was begun on the Thursday edition of the Morning Devotional, and that is, of course, the subject of work, laziness, diligence, and all that the Proverbs speak to in relation to this very important area in the life of a Christian. But let's pray together first, and then we'll read God's Word and talk briefly about the characteristics and traits of the sluggard. Let's pray. Our God in heaven, as we come to you this morning, we come knowing that we serve a great and mighty God who is kind and benevolent, who is gracious, who gives to us not what we deserve, but indeed gives to us what we do not deserve. You have given us the grace of salvation and a Redeemer. You have provided for us in many ways. You've given us our daily bread, our families, our homes, and all that we stand in need of. You have been faithful throughout all generations. You are the God that we can trust. And so we thank you, our God, that you are the King, that you are sovereign and rule over all of your creation, and that you've given us your word and have told us how to live. And so as we consider these things this morning, we would pray for insight from your Spirit and help and strength as we consider this portion of your word. We ask for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, let's read together Proverbs chapter 6, beginning with verse 6, reading through verse 11. This is God's word. There we read, "Go to the ant, O sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief officer or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. How long will you lie there, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, in want like an armed man." This is God's word. Now, in the Thursday edition last week, we considered the ant and some aspects of the diligence of the ant as that creature in nature that exemplifies, shows us the very theme and importance of being diligent in our labors, whether it's labor on the job, secular employment, whether it's at home, raising children, whether it's doing volunteer work, whether it's serving in some other capacity, whatever it is you put your hands to, as Christians, we should do so with diligence, with great zeal. We should do so even if we had no supervisor, no one watching over us, so to speak. We should simply labor with great zeal. This morning, we're going to consider the aspects of the sluggard. Offered here, obviously, as a negative example to show us how we are not to be. Solomon places before us in verses 6 through 8 the positive expression, the positive example of how we are to live, our work ethic, what it should look like. In verses 9 through 11, we see then the negative example. One commentator highlights a number of things for us here, and I'm going to use some of his observations as we consider these things this morning. First, he notes that the proverb unfolds for us the nature of the sluggard. We see that in verses 10 through 11, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. He goes on to say that the sluggard's nature is very clear in the pattern of sleep, slumber, rest. We all need sleep, but the sluggard doesn't get up when he wakes up. Instead, he stays in bed, slumbering, dreaming. The suggestion here is that he does this not merely once in a while, but regularly and habitually. This habit defines him. In his luxurious slumber, he rolls over back and forth like a door on its hinges. The proverb then turns to the consequences. After describing what the sluggard looks like, the lazy man who refuses to work, refuses to go out and make a living, refuses to get up off his couch and do the things that are necessary in this world to make your way in this world. Instead, it's emulated. This laziness is emulated by habitual lifestyle. And he goes on to describe then the very consequence of being this way, of being lazy. In verse 11, the commentator states, "The sluggard is warned that poverty will come on you like a bandit and scarcity like an armed man." So if you get in the habit of sleep, slumber, rest, and all the idleness and lack of concern for your work that this suggests, and you are very likely to suffer then, therefore, the hardship of poverty. Indeed, as we recognize in our world today that labor, in order to pay your bills, in order to do the things that provide for your family, to do the things that are necessary in this world, we must labor, we must work. And when a man is in the habit, when a person is in the habit of being lazy, when a person is in the habit of just sitting around all day long, surfing Netflix and the internet and Facebook and whatever else may come along, then the consequences are serious. They're even traumatic. Poverty will come upon you like a robber and want like an armed man. And so by choosing not to be diligent, the sluggard in effect chooses poverty, the commentator adds. A very important element here as Christians, as we have already noted that Christians should be the hardest workers there ever were. Sadly, as a manager in a large grocery firm many years ago, I had Christians who did work for me. At least they professed to be Christians, but they were some of the laziest people I've ever known. And why is that? Well, I don't know the reason. Maybe it's because they don't take seriously the admonition of Scripture to do all things to the glory of God. And certainly to work in a lazy way is not honoring God Himself. It's the sluggard. It's the lazy man who just gets in the habit of trying to get away with not working and then wonders why they lose their job or get fired or wonders why they're not able to pay that bill or wonders why the lights get turned off. You see, my friends, if you're able to work, if you're able to make a living, you ought to make a living. You ought to go out and get a job. And sadly, in our world today, many things are offered to people to keep them lazy, to keep them as sluggards instead of those that get up and diligently work to make their way in the world. But that didn't just apply to people who leave the home every single day and go out into the world. It applies to people who maintain the home. We used to call them housewives. I guess that's not politically correct anymore. Homemakers, you know, whatever it is. I know it is hard work. It is diligent. It requires diligent work, planning and careful organization and chasing after kids all day long and dealing with this and that and the other thing. It requires a lot of work and diligence. And imagine, though, a person in that role not being diligent, sitting around all day long watching TV while the kids run hither and yon doing whatever it is that pleases them. Well, in the same sense, poverty will come upon you. It may not be financial poverty, but it will be spiritual poverty. It will be a detriment to the overall well-being of the family. And so, indeed, the book of Proverbs tells us so emphatically how important it is to be diligent but not lazy. The commentator here makes an interesting observation. He says there are at least 14 passages in Proverbs that connect idleness to poverty. And he lists for us just three of them. First, there's Proverbs 19:15. Laziness brings on deep sleep, and the shiftless man goes hungry. Proverbs 20, verse 4. A sluggard does not plow in season, so at harvest time he looks but finds nothing. Well, indeed, he didn't plant the seed, he didn't do the work of a farmer, and he expects the crops to grow. That's silly. Proverbs 20:13, do not love sleep or you will grow poor. Stay awake and you will have food to spare. And so again, we're not talking about staying up all night, laboring and working. We're talking about when you do wake up, when you get the appropriate amount of sleep necessary to heal your body and to bring rest, then you should get up and you should engage diligently in work. The sluggard, the commentator says here, refuses to obey God's call to work diligently, and that embrace of sin has real consequences. While the ant enjoys rich abundance flowing from his labors, the sluggard can find himself in a constant state of want. Now, he opines here a little bit about the prosperous society like America, where he says, with food in abundance, it is much easier for the sluggard to avoid outright hunger than it was for his Old Testament counterpart. Even by the time of the New Testament, wealth and social organization had advanced to the point that someone who had become poor as a result of being lazy was less likely to go hungry. Yet the lack of diligence displayed by these people, which kept them from being able to supply their own food, was still and is still a violation of God's purpose that ought not to be tolerated. And indeed, as Christians, we should be diligent people. We should not be marked by laziness. I would consider that one of the greatest insults, frankly, if someone were to tell me that I was lazy. And indeed, we all, as God's people, should be very diligent. With whatever we put our hands to, we do all things to the glory of God. And so let's not be the sluggard. Let's not be lazy people. The kingdom of God doesn't need any more lazy people. The kingdom of God needs diligent laborers to go out and model and exemplify and show forth the glory of Christ in their life. And that should move us then, therefore, to serve Him as we serve our boss, as we serve our families, as we serve wherever we're serving, with zeal, with diligence, with great desire. Well, I trust these times are a blessing for you. I hope they are. In tomorrow's edition, we're going to consider the lure of laziness. I'm, again, borrowing from this very fine treatment on this subject, in order to springboard into discussion. But I hope these times are helpful for you, and I hope they provoke thought and contemplation. And I hope they assist you in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have any comments or questions, you can leave me a note. The information is there before you on the screen. And so, until Tuesday, may God bless you and keep you this day, and may you walk with Him and serve Him with all of your might. God bless.